Part 1, Chapter 22, Agrarian and Industrial Revolution. Question 1. What is the meaning of agrarian revolution? What effect did it have on the social and economic life of England? Answer. Two great revolutions took place in England in the 18th century, which affected the social and economic life of the people of England tremendously. Ramsay Muir has written about this revolution. The big landowners were adding field to field. The smallholders were slowly disappearing. English rural society was ceasing to be the homogeneous society. A gulf was gradually opening between a mass of landless laborers and a small group of great landowners. Now, meaning of the agrarian revolution. As various significant changes took place in the agricultural system in England, it came to be known as agrarian revolution. It gave birth to the system of enclosures and organizing of huge farms. New implements were introduced and fresh measures for taming the animals were enforced, which brought a great change in the sphere of agriculture. Now, old system of agriculture. There were various defects in the old system of agriculture prevalent in England. Every year, one-third part of the land was left untilled so that it could regain its fertility. The land of farmers remained divided into small scattered pieces. The farmers had to waste a lot of time for reaching from one field to another. The problem of implements and tools was also very acute. The English farmers used to make use of old implements. Seed sowing system was also very old. All these shortcomings affected the production adversely, and people often became the victims of food problems due to too much increase in population. Thus, the agrarian system in England was ridden with defects, and reforms were urgently needed. Now, change in the system of agriculture. First, the shortage in production resulted in price rise. It deprived the farmers of purchasing the things of their daily use. Therefore, they decided to increase the production and improve their standard of living. Second, the population of England increased very rapidly in the 18th century. Hence, it was essential to enhance the production of food to provide food to every individual. The old system of agriculture was not in a position to achieve this end, so new methods were to be introduced. Now, third, the small-scale industry and handicrafts received a severe blow due to invention of machines. It created problem of unemployment in the village and destroyed the weavers and artisans. Therefore, a change in the old system of agriculture was felt necessary to increase their income and improve their standard of living. Now, people responsible for the agrarian revolution. Sir Robert Western. Robert, a studious man, had attained great knowledge of agriculture during his stay at Flanders. He did a great good for England in 1645 by writing a book entitled Discourse on Husbandry. He stressed in this book the sowing of turnip and other root crops. It could have enhanced the fertility of the land without leaving it untilled. It solved the problem of fodder for the animals. Now Jethro Tull, J-E-T-H-R-O-T-U-L-L. Jethro Tull was a prominent figure who played a prominent role in bringing about the agrarian revolution in England. He invented the drilling machines for sowing the seeds. He made use of this implement very successfully in his own fields in 1701. It not only spread the seed on fixed distance, but also covered it with soil. He also made use of manure. He also visited Italy and France and wrote a book entitled Horse Hoeing Industry. He was a great reformer of agricultural system, but people laughed at his inventions in the beginning, but in fact, they enhanced production. Now, Lord Townshend, L-O-R-D-T-O-W-N-S-H-E-N-D. Lord Townshend was a close relative of Sir Robert Walpole and was a minister in his ministry, but soon he gave up politics and devoted himself to the task of agriculture. He made several experiments in Norfolk at his principality. He invented the fourfold rotation of crops and used manures to convert his sandy lands into fertile ones. He successfully made use of the Tull's drill and sowed turnip according to the advice of Robert Western. He let the people know, according to his personal experience, that in case the crops were changed again and again, the fertility of the land did not diminish. The new agricultural suggestions introduced by Townshend increased the production. Thus, within 30 years, the revenue was enhanced and the people of Townshend came to be known as Turnip Townshend. Now, Robert Bakewell. Robert Bakewell paid his attention towards the improvement of the condition of the animals. He belonged to Leicestershire, and the sheep of this area were below standard. They suffered from various diseases. Bakewell made several experiments to improve the condition of the animals and ultimately succeeded in breeding a new kind of sheep known as New Leicester, N-E-W-L-E-I-C-E-S-T-E-R. It gave much meat and wool to its owners and enriched them. Besides sheep, he also improved the breed of cows, calves, and goats. Now, Sir Arthur Young. The name of Sir Arthur Young was quite famous among the reformers of the agrarian system. He, after becoming the owner of his principality, traversed the entire country on horseback and studied the problems pertaining to agriculture. He edited a magazine, Annals of Agriculture, to spread his experience of agriculture. He also founded several agriculture societies and farmers' clubs. He also contributed much to the establishment of the Board of Agriculture. He was himself the director of this board and declared that so long the fields were scattered, it was very difficult to provide them with a scientific base. He was a supporter of consolidation system, and Enclosure Act was passed due to his sincere efforts. Trevelyan has described him as a prophet of new agriculture. nor effects of the agrarian revolution. The agrarian revolution affected the social and economic fields of the English people to a great extent. Its following effects are worth mentioning. First, increase in income. The agricultural product increased much as a result of this revolution, which made the farmers prosperous. The improvement in the condition of the animals also enriched the people of England. The efforts of Lord Townshend and Thomas Cook added much to the increase in production. It was the country wealthy and prosperous and improved the lot of the poor farmers. Now, significance of agriculture increased. The increase in production attracted the people towards agriculture, and the prosperity attracted their attention towards politics. The government decided that only a person of the agricultural income of £600 in the country could be the member of the parliament and from borough, B-O-R-O-U-G-H, a person of the income of £300 could be eligible for the membership of parliament. Only the wealthy people were made justices of the peace. Thus, the importance of agriculture increased in economic and political field, and the demand for land increased day by day. The small landlords began to settle in the towns by selling their lands in the villages. The new basis of agriculture. The scientific ways of agriculture encouraged the people to invest their money in agriculture-like industries. A lot of money was needed to be invested in the new system of agriculture. Several small landlords turned into big landlords as a result of the agrarian revolution. Now, establishment of new professions. The intelligent and far-sighted farmers of England sold their fields and established new professions in the villages. Gradually, their small industries turned into huge factories and the farmers became wealthy. Now, advancement in dishonesty and moral degradation. One of the greatest shortcomings of this revolution was that a spirit of dishonesty grew among the people and their moral degradation began. The small farmers, having sold their lands, began to lead a life of comfort and luxury. The sale of wine increased rapidly, and a spirit of morality disappeared from the hearts of the people. Now, curse of Enclosure Act. The poor farmers used to get the most unfertile land due to consolidation. They also had no facility for the enclosure of their lands because they did not have so much of wealth, and they used to feel a lot of inconvenience for the fodder of their animals due to enclosures. Arthur Young remarked about it, "By 19 Enclosure Act, out of 20, the poor are injured, and in some cases, grossly injured." F.R. West also observes, "Enclosures were carried out by the rich for the rich, and though they improved farming and the food supply, they destroyed the independence of the poor." Now, enhancement in poverty and unemployment. The agrarian revolution made the rich richer and the poor poorer. New implements and measures were meant only for the rich farmers. The poor farmers could not be benefited by it. Consolidation was also meant for the rich. The poor farmers could not tolerate all these atrocities and were compelled to become landless. Prior to the invention of machines, all the rich and the poor remained busy with the work of agriculture, But after the machines had been invented, the rich people used to hire labor for the agricultural work. It increased the problem of unemployment. Thus, the poor farmers were not only deprived of their lands, but also faced the problem of unemployment. Thus, in spite of all the merits and demerits, it brought about several changes in the agrarian system of England and proved beneficial for the country. Now, points to remember. The two great revolutions took place in England. They affected the social and economic life of the people of England tremendously. The meaning of the agrarian revolution. New changes were brought about in the field of agriculture. Now, old system of agriculture, it was unscientific and unproductive. Now, change in the system of agriculture. Some new systems were introduced to bring about a change in the old system of agriculture. Now, people responsible for the agrarian revolution. First, Robert Weston. Second, Jethro Tull. Third, Lord Townshend. Fourth, Robert Backwell. Fifth, Sir Arthur Young. Now, effects of the agrarian revolution. First, increase in income. Second, significance of agriculture increased. Third, new basis of agriculture. Fourth, establishment of new professions. Fifth, growth of dishonesty and moral degradation. Sixth, curse of Enclosure Act. Seventh, enhancement in poverty and unemployment. Now, question number 2. What do you understand by industrial revolution? How did it affect the social, political, and economic life of the people of England? Answer. Joseph Reeder, J-O-S-E-P-H-R-E-I-T-H-E-R, remarks about industrial revolution. The industrial revolution was fundamentally the replacement of handicrafts by power-driven machinery. It was a change unique in human history. In its broader aspects, this revolution involved the development of large-scale capitalistic enterprise, changes in the status of the laboring men, population shifts and increase, and new social, economic, and political problems. The Industrial Revolution is a significant event of the history of England. A prominent scholar has remarked, when the French Revolution was following its course and Napoleon Bonaparte was trying to disturb the peace of Europe, another revolution, which was destined to affect the history of mankind, was occurring in England, which was known as the Industrial Revolution. Now, meaning of Industrial Revolution. Generally, revolution meant a terrible conflict and bloodshed, but this revolution was different from other revolutions. It was a revolution in the industrial sphere. The introduction of machines brought about a great change in trade and industry, and these changes came to be known as Industrial Revolution. Edward has thus defined the Industrial Revolution: the great change in the technique of industry and in the status of workmen is really called the Industrial Revolution. Now, causes of the Industrial Revolution. It is a serious issue as to why the Industrial Revolution began in England only. Comparatively, the trade of France was more flourishing than that of England, and from population point of view, France was 3 times more thickly populated. She also had better resources of raw material and power. However, the Industrial Revolution did not occur in France and its outbreak could be possible on the soil of England due to the following reasons. Development of trade. In the 18th century, the scope of English trade was quite enlarged in comparison to other countries of the world. No doubt, the trade routes of India and America were discovered by Portugal and Spain respectively, but both of these countries could not advance their trade, being involved in the domestic problems of their countries. Contrary to this, the English people developed their trade by sheer dint of courage and hard labor, and made their country an inseparable part of the other continents. The English colonies also played a significant role in the extension of the trade of England, and it established a balance between the production and demand. Now, availability of coal and iron. Coal and iron were necessary for the development of industries. Mines of both coal and iron were found in the northwest of England. It helped a lot in the making of machines and in the production of various items in a great number at a very cheap rate. If these two inputs had not been easily available in England, the mill owners and industrialists would have to spend a large amount on obtaining them from other sources. Thus, nature's bounty encouraged the industrial development in England. Now, geographical situation of England. The appropriate natural and geographical situation also helped the progress of industrial revolution in England. England is surrounded by sea, so the government of England had not to face any problem in constructing ports. The merchants and traders felt no difficulty in improving the raw material and exporting the manufactured goods. The people of England took full advantage of their facility. Now, powerful naval force. England had become a powerful naval force in the European continent in the time of Queen Elizabeth. The trade and commerce of England could not be harmed even in a time of war due to her powerful navy. The merchants of England could carry their goods to any place by the help of the fleets of England. In the same way, the fleets of England helped much in the task of importing. Other countries did not possess such a facility, so the trade and commerce of England flourished a lot. All these facilities encouraged the outbreak of the Industrial Revolution in England. Now, free atmosphere in England. Comparatively, the spirit of individual freedom developed in England earlier than in the other countries of European continent. The people of England had the freedom of speech, press and writing, and they could express their views about politicians, economists and scholars. Consequently, several experiments were made in the industrial sphere. No restriction was imposed by the government regarding the process of production. On the other hand, people making large-scale production were encouraged by the government. Thus, new ways of production were invented, which helped in the outbreak of Industrial Revolution in England. Now, influence of Agrarian Revolution. Before the outbreak of revolution, an agrarian revolution took place in England. It was essential to meet the demands of corn of the rising population. Therefore, new systems, implements and measures were invented in the field of agriculture. As a result of the revolution, a large number of agricultural labor found itself out of employment. These unemployment persons could be made available in the factories at a very cheap rate. They were compelled by their poverty and unemployment to accept any job at any rate. In fact, the Industrial Revolution flourished in England due to availability of cheap labor on a large scale. Now, abundance of extra wealth. A great amount of wealth was needed for a large-scale production. Fortunately, it was available in abundance in England. Due to slave trade and her trade relations with India and America, this wealth could easily be utilized in the industrial production. England did not need the help of other countries in the financial matters, and it also contributed to the rise of power and prestige of England. Now, British colonies. There were various such colonies of England in the different parts of the world, as helped a lot in the development of industry in England. The raw material was adequately available in these colonies, which was used in the industries of England. Moreover, these colonies had appropriate markets for selling the manufactured goods. As the problem of availability of raw material and difficulty of disposal of the manufactured goods was resolved through the colonies of England, the Industrial Revolution flourished in England rapidly. Now, influence of the French Revolution. In fact, the French Revolution of 1789 affected the Industrial Revolution to a great extent. In the 18th century, France was considered one of the top-ranking countries of Europe in industrial and economic spheres. But in 1789, the French Revolution blocked the way of its industrial development. The countries of Europe, which used to get different articles of use from France, now began to import things from England. Thus, French Revolution gave an opportunity to England for the development of her trade and commerce. Thus, the French Revolution proved a boon for the outbreak of Industrial Revolution in England. Now, new inventions. On the one hand, all the factors discussed above made a suitable atmosphere for the outbreak of Industrial Revolution in England. On the other hand, inventions were made by the scientists to improve the production. The following mechanical inventions were made during the 18th century. John Kay's flying shuttle, JOHN KAY SHUTTLE. It was invented in 1733 by Kay. It raised the output of weaving. Now, spinning jenny. James Hargreaves invented a new spinning machine in 1765. It improved the way of spinning. Now, Crompton's mule. Samuel Crompton improved the spinning jenny in 1779 and invented a spinning mule to make the fine and strong yarn. Now, the power loom. It was invented by Cartwright, Cartwright, in 1785. The cotton gin. It was invented by Whitney, Whitney, in 1793 to remove seeds from the cotton fiber. The cylinder printing. It was invented to manufacture the printing cloth. Now, steam engine. The invention of steam engine proved very beneficial for Industrial Revolution. Schiavelli observes about these inventions, an unavoidable consequence was that this constantly enlarged machinery hitherto constructed of wood had also, like the steam engine, to be made of iron. In sum, by 1800, unmistakable signs pointed to the coming of what was then appropriately called the Coal and Iron Age. Now, the development of new means of transportation. The new scientific inventions enlarged the production of England to a large extent. It gave rise to the problem of transportation. First of all, an engineer of Scotland introduced a scheme of road making. Later on, it was improved and roads were made all over the country. The heavy articles were transported through water routes. The Duke of Bridgewater introduced a scheme of canals. An engineer, Brindley, helped him in the execution of his scheme. These canals were used for internal trade. Now, effects of Industrial Revolution. Ramsay Muir observes that the Industrial Revolution was completed peacefully. It brought about many important changes in the social, economic, and political life of the people of England. The following were the important effects of the Industrial Revolution. First, social effects. The entire society of England was divided into two parts, capitalist and the labor class. The difference between the two went on increasing day by day. The capitalists used to live in big mansions. They enjoyed delicious food, wore fine dresses, and led a luxurious life, whereas the labor class led a very miserable life. Besides, their children had to work in the factories for more than 15 hours in order to appease hunger. It affected the health of the children adversely. The number of the towns began to increase as a result of the Industrial Revolution. It led to a rapid enhancement in the population. The condition of the houses deteriorated and the towns became dirty. The crowded towns and smoky and damp factories were disastrous for the workers. They ruined their health. Several laborers were injured in the factories during working hours, and these sick and injured workers were removed from their jobs, and no compensation was paid to them. There was no system of providing leave to the affected workers. William Blake lamented these social evils and called the new factories a dark satanic mills. It changed the standard of living of the people as they began to use the articles manufactured in the factories. The increase in the daily needs of the people had marred the independent life of individuals. Thus, we see that whereas the capitalists were benefited from the Industrial Revolution, the general masses grew very poor. Now, economic effects. The economic condition of England was tremendously changed as a result of the Industrial Revolution. So far, England was regarded as an agriculture country, but this revolution made her a great industrial country, and various industries were established in England. It led to the decline of small-scale industries, and capitalists monopolized the entire industries. It increased the national wealth, which enabled England to meet the requirements of her rising population and to bear the burden of French wars. Thus, England's granary was converted into a workshop. The invention of machines threw a large number of workers out of job, and problem of unemployment created distress among them. Prior to the Industrial Revolution, there was no such sharp contrast among the people of different classes as arose afterwards. Thus, An unbridgeable gulf was created between the capitalists and laborers. Now, political effects. The influence of the capitalists began to increase in the administration due to industrial revolution. The rich people began to purchase votes in order to achieve the membership of the parliament, and thus their number increased in the parliament. They also began to violate the interests of the people of lower class for safeguarding their own interests. The spirit of communism and socialism flourished in England due to labor movements. The socialists raised a voice against the atrocities of the capitalists, and the government was forced to pass some factory acts. The labor problem created disturbances, and various rebellions occurred, which created chaos and discontentment in the political sphere. The conflict between the capitalists and the workers ultimately ended in the victory of the labor class, and several concessions were granted to them. Various types of articles began to be manufactured due to the development of trade and commerce. New markets were searched to sell these articles, and acute problem of settling the rising population loomed before the politicians. It gave rise to the principle of imperialism. People were greatly benefited by the facilities of transportation, and it helped in carrying on the work of administration. The use of steam engine and telegraph further strengthened the country, and several parliamentary reforms took place in England due to industrial revolution. Ansar also writes, "The parliamentary reforms in England during the 19th century were the direct outcome of the industrial revolution." Now, points to remember. The Industrial Revolution is a significant event of the history of England. Now, meaning of Industrial Revolution. Generally, revolution meant a terrible conflict and bloodshed, but this revolution was different from other revolutions. It was a revolution in the industrial sphere. Now, causes of Industrial Revolution. First, development of trade. Second, availability of coal and iron. Third, geographical situation of England. Fourth, powerful naval force. Fifth, free atmosphere in England. Sixth, influence of agrarian revolution. Seventh, abundance of extra wealth. Eighth, British colonies. Ninth, influence of the French Revolution. Tenth, new inventions. A. John Key's flying shuttle, B. spinning jenny, C. Crompton's mule, D. power loom, E. cotton gin, F. cylinder printing, G. steam engine. Now, 11th, development of new means of transportation. Now, effects of Industrial Revolution. First, social effects. Second, economic effects. 3. political effects. The parliamentary reforms in England were also the outcome of the Industrial Revolution.